You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. Once again, I'm David Fair. I'm sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by every Thursday for Cinema Chat, and a good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning to you. And we've got lists of best films from the present time and from times past.
That's right. We are kind of kicking off the award season, right? Because we're not all that far away now from Golden Globes and Oscars and all that other stuff.
The award season has been long kicked off, but
it's pretty much year-round in Hollywood, isn't it?
We're working to peak it right now. So.
Exactly right. So what do you know?
Well, what I know is the IndieWire issued its films that it thought, films, director, actress, actor, that it thought it was best. And they thought the best film was Mad Max Fury Road. With Carol being the running. Yeah, it got a lot of great reviews when it opened up. And George Miller was back to form and all that good stuff.
All right.
Director George Miller of Mad Max and Todd Haynes for Carol. So Carol actually opens up very soon.
As a prohibitive favorite for the rest of the awards.
That's right. Absolutely. Best lead actress, Charlotte Rampling in 45 years with a runner-up. Saoirse Ronan from Brooklyn, which is currently playing at the Old Michigan Theater in 45 years is coming very soon. Michael Fassbender for Best Actor for Steve Jobs and runner-up. Geza Roeg from Son of Saul, which actually hasn't played the market at the present time. Best Supporting Actress, Kristen Stewart from Clouds of Sils Maria, which we played many moons ago. Wonderful performance. With the runner-up, Alicia Vikander for Ex Machina, and she's a coming up in The Danish Girl as well. Best Supporting Actress, Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies, the Steven Spielberg
film. He became
film.
An actress, huh?
Best actor.
There
sorry.
You go.
Actor. Yeah.
They're all actors at this point, right?
And the runner-up, Sylvester Stallone for Creed. He's gotten a lot of really great reviews, and the film has gotten, Creed has gotten wonderful
yeah,
reviews.
Everybody I know that's seen it says it's the best Rocky film since the first one.
Yeah, and he didn't write it, but he sure cooperated with and it turned out well. So anyway, a whole documentary film, Look of Silence, and then Amy, the documentary on the singer, the troubled singer. Best first feature, Son of Saul, and runner-up, Diary of a Teenage Girl, based on a story created by someone who lives right here in Washtenaw County.
What about the American Film Institute? Well, they have some favorites for the year?
Yeah, they listed their top 10 films of the year. Big Short, which actually opens next week. Bridge of Spies, Carol again, Inside Out, an animated film, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, Room, Spotlight, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Straight Outta Compton. So there you go.
All right. And a couple have been adopted into the Library of Congress now, not from this year, but from years past, and will be held there in perpetuity as part of our historical film world.
That's right. The Library of Congress every year picks a bunch of films. This year it's 25, and sometimes there's short films, sometimes there's documentary films, sometimes they're feature-length films. They all have some degree of merit, either historical or artistic. The 25 films added to the National Register. We won't read all of them, just a few of them. But Being There with the 1979 film, sorry, Peter Sellers.
Which everybody should watch just prior to the next Republican debate.
Might not be a bad idea. Black and Tan, which is a silent film from 1929. Dracula, and actually this is the Spanish language version. This is the early sound era, and they shot two movies of the Dracula that we know, this early one, one in English, and using the exact same set, but completely set different set of actors. They shot a Spanish language version. Yeah, Dreams of a Rare Bit Fiend, which is actually a very early silent film from 2006. 2006, just the other day. Edward Morbridge, Zoopraxographer. This is a documentary about a very early motion picture filmmaker who actually lined up still cameras in sequence and took pictures of horses running and things like that. Very controversial film. Anyway, it goes on and on. L.A. Confidential.
I liked that one very much.
Yeah. Hail the Conquering Heroes, which has nothing
Shawshank Redemption.
Nothing to do with the University of Michigan.
Ghostbusters and Top Gun made it in there.
Yeah.
Not among my favorites, but certainly very popular.
And very good films. Mark of Zorro, Our Daily Bread, Portrait of Jason. Gleason, which is a really interesting independent American film from 1967. So anyway, Winchester 73, a 1950s Western, which was really popular at the time. Anyway, go check that out.
There's a lot of movies opening this week as well, including a cataclysmic event in my little world, and that is, of course, Star Wars Episode 7.
That's right, and it's gotten really great reviews, 94% positive reviews.
So did the first one, and I hated that.
And we're not even acknowledging your talking on this. So Kenneth Turin gave a review earlier this morning on NPR, and he was not super enthusiastic, but he's a little bit in the minority.
Yeah.
The reviews from highbrow and lowbrow critics are very, very strong.
Well, most important with this franchise is, of course, its fan base, and there seems to be overwhelming support without even having seen it, and those who have love it.
That's right. And again, critics, so you can go check it out tonight. It has some late night screenings, and this is maybe the best film since the second Star Wars film, which is considered the best one.
Never made it to the second one.
Yeah.
First one was bad enough.
Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
For those like me, all four of us. What else can we see?
Well, we need to say that the thing that works particularly is it's got a new cast that has a great deal of energy.
For the Star Wars thing?
In it. Yep. And and one of the reformed, the African-American actor, whose name just went right out of my head, who is the a reformed stormtrooper, was also in the film.
Adam Driver?
Yeah, Imperial Dreams. Harrison Ford's was very well reviewed by even Kenneth Turin, who wasn't a super fan of it. But the original cast is back in varying kind of roles in terms of size and effectiveness.
This movie's right back in Harrison Ford's wheelhouse. You don't require any more than four expressions, and he's got them down well.
Well, the critical consensus is packed with action and populated by both familiar faces and fresh blood. The Force Awakens successfully recalls the series' former glories while injecting it with renewed energy. So go check it out.
I think the worst news about this particular movie is there's going to be at least two more after this.
That's right. That's right. And then the triple trilogy is going to be complete. Well, Saturday Night Live alumni Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who I think everybody loves. Maybe there's
a few more up my alley.
Like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but they have combined for a film called Sisters, and they have had a lot of fun playing with the fact that they're opening against Star Wars. They did a comedy piece where they apologized to George Lucas for maybe eclipsing the gross of Star Wars, and because they're going to be so popular.
Publicly, they're talking all about counter-programming and being an alternative.
It's a lot of fun.
Behind closed doors, both Tina and Amy are going to the studio going, "What in the world are you doing to us?"
That's right. So anyway, they're playing sisters who learn that their parents are selling their house, and they decide to put on a party. And, of course, a lot of things go wrong in a comically interesting way.
And in kind of a role reversal, Tina Fey is kind of the bad behaving character into this one.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, we'll look forward to that. And then Alvin and the Chipmunks have a new film called The Road Chip, and it's all about animation and children, and Alvin and Simon and Theodore are back.
Couple of things downtown real
quick. Yeah, absolutely. We've got a good lineup of films that are coming out. Macbeth opens. This is a wonderful film with Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard. Carol, which is this film that everyone's
getting all the Oscar buzz.
It opens. The Danish Girl opens, and It's a Wonderful Life is our holiday film. So lots of great stuff. So go see Carol. Go see A Danish Girl. So.
There's lots to be had at the movies, and if you'd like to avoid Star Wars, you have my support. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from The Force Awakens.